Hey, Joe Stafford and Paul Weston are at the Armory. Let's go to town. I'm Corporal Eddie Carter of the National Guard, and well, as always, every week at this time, the National Guard is your host at the Armory, and heading up the vocal detail, our singing star of the month, Joe Stafford.
Private Stafford reporting for singing assignments.
And Paul Weston and his great band.
Hi, everybody. Nice to be here.
We've got the best, and you can't do better than that. Paul Weston, start us off with that grand oldie, Do You Ever Think of Me? I'm no genius, but I know a good thing when I see it. And one of the smartest moves I ever made was to join the National Guard. You see, like a lot of you vets, I've still got a remaining military obligation. Now, in the National Guard, I can cut down on the time I have to serve in the Ready Reserve. Frankly, that's one reason I joined. Of course, there are a lot of other things I like about the Guard. Take the pay, for instance. Do you know I get a full day's pay for training one night a week in my spare time? So why don't you come on down here to the Armory and get all the facts about the National Guard? Hiya, Joe Stafford. Right now, I want you to know how wonderful it's been having you and Paul with us all month.
Our pleasure, Eddie. We couldn't be happier than taking orders from the National Guard.
Well, take an order right now, Joe, for anything at all by George Gershwin.
How about Embraceable You?
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy. The many charms Mamadou. My sweet embraceable you. My sweet embraceable you.
Gershwin wrote them better than anyone else, and Joe, you sing them better than anyone else.
Corporal Carter, I think you're bucking for the diplomatic corps. And if a word from me will do it, you've got it.
Oh, no, no, I'm dead serious. I'm here to say that Joe Stafford's the best there is. And if there's anyone in the hall who thinks otherwise, call out the guard.
At ease, Corporal, at ease. Just sit back now and relax, because I've got a song just for you. All about my romance.
Doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. No month of May, no twinkling star. My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you. My romance doesn't need a castle. Constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true.
Joe, you really sounded wonderful.
Thank you, Eddie. You know, you sound pretty wonderful yourself, especially when you talk about the National Guard.
Well, I guess that's because I really mean it when I say that the National Guard is the biggest opportunity a young man can find these days, particularly for guys between the ages of 17 and 18 and a half.
Why especially good for them?
Well, it gives them a chance to start meeting their military obligation right in their own hometown. You see, if you join the Guard before you're 18 and a half, you can keep going to school or begin a career in business without having to go on active duty, unless, of course, your Guard unit is called in a national emergency.
Well, that's a wonderful opportunity, all right, Eddie.
And that's not all, Joe. In the Guard, you earn extra money and you get a chance to make a lot of swell friends. But most of all, it's a great outfit that you'll be proud to be part of. So you men who are between 17 and 18 and a half, Come on down and join the National Guard. About secures the detail for tonight, and it winds up this wonderful month with Paul Weston and Joe Staff. Paul, Joe, thanks again. You've made it a great 4 weeks here at the Armory.
Thanks, Eddie. It's really been kicks for me.
And for me, too. Say, who's on next week?
Next week, we're having Les Paul and Mary Ford, and Tony Pastor and his band.
Oh, wonderful.
Tell them hello for us, will you, Eddie?
Sure will. And folks, we'll be looking for you next week at this same time at the Armory. This is Corporal Eddie Carter speaking for my buddies of the National Guard, your friends and neighbors who help keep our country strong by keeping our guard up.
The National Guard is ready on the land and in the air. The National Guard is ready to defend you everywhere.
Here is your announcer with the address of your National Guard headquarters.